What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm the love king of R&B, Raheem DuBon.
Hey. Wow.
We over here
coming
yelling.
In sexy with
and
it.
He came
hello,
in
hello.
Nice and smooth.
Okay.
Damn. Well, welcome to the love king. That's a lot of pressure.
That's not.
To be the love king. Because that's
me.
Expectations.
I think it's expectations when it's limited to just, you know, sex or relationships or the expectation of, like, you know, your mate. Is, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, in all seriousness, like, the love king, the whole love king thing is not limited to just, you know, R&B or trying to be mm-hmm. this sexy guy that, you know, it's more the love that I have for people, mm-hmm. the love that I have for community. I hope that I, in most cases, carry myself like a king, mm-hmm. and but a humble king in the sense of, like, walking amongst the people and being of service to the people, like, from a community aspect. It's more to it than just music for me.
Every time I see Raheem, he's be mad humble too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I come up to him, he's like, hey, how you doing? But he does talk like that all the time.
Damn, I feel like our minds is in the gutter because I was thinking about, like, love and sex.
He mean
oh,
that
no,
too.
No, no.
He said not limited.
It's not limited to that.
Yeah. I hear that, but I just, the first and only thing.
He still have you on your tiptoes, girl.
But that's, I mean, it's
like ballerina.
It's pretty, that's tippy toe music.
Hey, I said, what that move look like? They said, it's not a picture. I said, oh, okay.
I was trying to see. Gigi took ballet.
I was just trying to see if I did that one before.
What's your sign, Gigi?
Gemini.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
And I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
I just want to know what the nature of what I'm dealing with.
And you're a Taurus. You're a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. A May 5th Taurus.
So what does that mean exactly about you?
We have a different kind of loyalty.
Let me look that up.
The ones that we loyal to. Mm-hmm. We're very stubborn and mm-hmm. and bullheaded and creatives.
Do you have any children?
Say again?
Do you have any children?
I do.
Say it again.
I'm an R&B singer. I definitely
have my territory.
Both of my dads, biological father mm-hmm. and my stepfather, who I was raised by both, they're May 7th and May 10th.
Okay.
And everything that you're explaining, I see my dad.
Is like, that the same as May 5th?
We homebodies.
It's,
like,
it's that same part
it
of
says
Taurus.
Here, being is a Taurus born on May 5th.
We really on some Netflix and chill shit.
Your mm-hmm. personality is defined by charm and practicality. You have a special brand of wit and charisma mm-hmm. that others greatly enjoy. Although you easily connect with people, you may prefer to only open up to a select few.
And we're givers. Like, we're givers.
That's why I asked if you have children. Because both of my fathers were very generous, not only with their time and their finances, but with their love.
Yeah.
For all of their children. And both have 10 children
apiece. It's tough for me, though, because...
They had 10 children apiece?
Yeah, I got 19 brothers and sisters.
Yeah, it's tough for me, though.
Y'all didn't know that?
Yeah.
How many?
I feel like I did.
19, yeah.
Wow, you're just as bad as me.
I've always struggled with, like... I don't see my kids as much as I want to. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so I'm definitely in a place of like just figuring that out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they cool with it. They're cool. They're understanding. The mother's cool, understanding. But just for me, like, I need their energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But the payoff, like the trade-off for the gift that we have as creatives and artists is like, there's a lot of people that need your energy too. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Yes.
So it's a very slippery slope mm-hmm. with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's, you know, unfortunately, parenting does not come with a handbook.
Absolutely not.
And, you know, so it's trial and error. A lot of that contributed to the way I was raised. You know what I mean? My father was not in my household, but he was in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that, so it's kind of like trying to break the cycle of like the level of comfortability and not being, I'm not cool with that. So as long as I know I'm not cool with that, it's like that's always working towards the goal, and it's a lot to juggle because, you know, you gotta keep the bills paid, lights on, and making sure that they had the life that I didn't have. But you can't buy love either.
No, you can't.
You know what
time.
I mean? So,
no.
But again, it's being just like conscientious of it. And that's the mindset. So it's working towards that. You know?
How many kids do you have?
Four.
How many mothers?
Four.
And do they get along?
For the most part. Yeah.
Out of fours.
Like, it's cool. It's a level of discipline that comes with being someone's child's father or having or having a child with a woman and not being in that household.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think where it really get crazy, where it can get crazy is just like if you, you know, are going from bed to bed between the mothers.
That's right. What my dad like, that's what a lot
of
men
that's
do.
An appetite for destruction. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
My dad
like,
doing.
You know, so it's a both level of discipline and understanding that happens. And like, you know, at the end of the day, kudos to them because they allow me, they make some very huge sacrifices that allow me to be the Raheem Devon that the world get to enjoy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying, for them, let alone my children. So, again, but co-parenting is a cool thing when it's, you know, when it's done properly.
Do any of them get back in the feeling of, like, y'all being together, like, when maybe you are out with your child together or something like that? Does it ever get to the point where they're like, you know, we should get back together?
I mean, like, I think, you know, they have men in their life, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. You know what I mean? It's not a toxic situation. You know what I'm saying? It's forks in the road. There's been some challenges here and there. I think everybody goes through that. But again, when you centered on the child and what's best for the child, at the end of the day, it'll force you to grow up.
That's intimidating for a man that they're dating to be like, oh, you know, I have a child with the love king.
Again, it depends. You know, it depends on who they're dating. It depends on, you know, how insecure or secure they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. I'm all for like just keeping. It's crazy. I just saw I was just in Essence, right? And you know, one of my first gigs was touring with Ginuwine. Singing background for him. So I popped up, G brought me out or whatever. But what I thought was very dope during his show was that, you know, I remember when he first started dating Soleil. You know what I'm saying? I also have a very close relationship with Professor Griff for Public Enemy. And he brought Griff on stage.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Soleil was part of the set.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure it took a while to get to that point, too.
Maybe not. But the point I'm trying to make is that mindset.
That's great.
In terms of like, you know, I think for us as people of black and brown color in particular, you know what I'm saying? I know that's how I see a lot of white folks that can operate like that. But we have this stigmatization that's put on us as far as like having baby fathers and baby mothers and it just being this negative energy and that energy can't exist. And it's bullshit.
People just have to be honest too and communicate.
No doubt.
You gotta
be honest in your emotions and, you know, and luggage or old feelings you may be carrying or, you know what I'm saying? Like that plays a role in it too.
Well, I feel like that's 100%. My son's father and I, we're like best friends. It took us a while to get there, but when I tell people that, they be like, what?
How?
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it shouldn't be the surprise.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, why not? We were best friends when we were together. You know, we had our issues breaking up. And now, you know, it's been almost 8 years and we're good friends.
Right.
You know, you get through it. You got to.
I want
to
ask you this. I had a debate with the guys on the morning show.
Okay.
About this, right?
Uh-huh.
And my whole thing was, I always feel like, for me, relationships have always worked best when both parties are very independent people, but choose to come together and be able to depend on each other, but know that like, I can hold it down, but I choose to rely on you for certain things. Not that I have to, but because I know I can. And they said that when you're in a relationship, you can't be independent anymore. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think for male or females, it's definitely important to maintain your sense of independence. But whether you are single or in a relationship, we all need somebody. We all want something. You know what I'm saying? Someone to know that, or at least know we had an option of being able to lean on somebody.
Right.
Not just, you know, in a financial state, but emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, bounce ideas off of. You know what I mean? That type of thing. So I think that, you know, for somebody to just be, you know, for a brother out there, they might just have an ice cold heart, stone heart. I don't need anybody that is like, it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Or for the independent Renaissance woman, you know, of today, you know, it's much, you know, we all need something. You know,
are independent women more attractive, or do you think that
they attracted to me. They attracted to me. I think some men are intimidated by women that mm-hmm. are in a position of power that make more money than them and what have you. You know what I mean? Like from what I'm hearing in the streets, like, yeah, it's a, you know, but you know, I'm one of them men. I'm not looking for my lady to be my mama. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got that mentality too floating out there where, you know, a lot of times we always, you know, as men, or we, you know, we it's a lot of gold digging men out here too.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
The sugar mamas.
Yeah, like
everybody want to date Wendy Williams.
They got their thing together. They life fucked up.
She got her doctor now.
You know what I mean? And you know, they living off of a woman, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know.
But I feel like that's why it is important to be independent, because, well, not really necessarily independent, but be able to stand on your own too. Because yeah. what happens if we're together and you're the provider and you fall off mm-hmm. and I'm here depending on you now?
Right. Where do we stand?
You know yeah. what I mean? So I feel like it's great if you can pick up the pieces when they're able mm-hmm. to drop it too. So I feel like you do have to have a sort of independence and do things on your own yeah. because it'll benefit the relationship for y'all together.
That's what yeah, I feel like. I feel like I two wholly independent people that come together, that yeah. to me is a power couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they say, mm-hmm. most relationships end or don't thrive because of either finance or sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So... You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And I feel like you can be a part of a team and still be independent. Like, you could be a star player and still part of a team.
I think it's a red flag like when a guy doesn't.
When I was listening to you, what you was kind of trying to let them know, like, you can be independent and doesn't mean that you're not a part of this.
It's
team.
Not saying I don't need you, I don't right. want you, I'm gonna do everything myself.
Yeah.
But it's saying I can handle business
regardless.
I can help you, mm-hmm. and I think for me, I know how if I really care about somebody, that I allow them to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know you really care, because it's hard for me to take help from people unless I have strong feelings for them.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't want something from you because I don't want to feel like I owe somebody something unless I care about them too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And then I also think it's a red flag when a guy wants you to give up your independence. Like, if he's like, oh, I don't want you to work anymore.
Because he wants to control you.
Right. Yeah.
That's a control factor.
I don't want you to go out with your friends. Stay home and do this. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's weird. And I'm not really going for that. And I'm not saying that if you're like, oh, stay home with me, it's, you know, tonight I'm not feeling well, of course I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. But if you just don't want me to go out
at
for
all.
The sake of me.
Well, Raheem, have you ever told any a woman?
Nah,
like,
me, I want to encourage independence. I'm a hustler. I'm going to go get it. I mm-hmm. got to make moves. I got things to do. As a lot of people rely on me. So I need that energy kind of be the same. If you're not moving, or you don't have your own business, or, you know, it could be an appetite for destruction, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm a work hard, play hard kind of guy. Like, and that, so if you got things going on, that's actually kind of great.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To kind of occupy the time
right.
that we away from each other. Or you might find yourself kind of really overanalyzing the time that we apart.
That's true.
And you know what I'm saying? And
creating problems in your mind.
The mind and the thoughts and idle time can be the biggest,
uh-huh.
can be your biggest enemy, your biggest challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like when girls take charge and tell you what to do sometimes?
Oh, definitely. I need, you know, some boss, bossy, sassy.
What about in the bedroom?
What you mean? Like, what exactly?
Well, I knew she was leading okay. to something.
What
we do have some toys here for you.
Now,
you know what?
That looks like a Bob box.
Now, I'm going to keep it real. This is from Doc Johnson. They sent us a bunch of toys.
Yeah.
But the rumor is that a lot of guys don't really like toys in the bedroom because they get intimidated when their woman likes toys, to play with toys. Do you think that that's true? And have you ever used toys in the bedroom?
If it's an enhancement to the situation or whatever, it's really about the preference of what the woman into. But like, if am I one of those guys that needs to rely on toys for Ooh. Like stimulation for my woman? Like, come on, man. Look at my mouth.
Look at these lips, bitch. Look at this juicy mouth.
I used to get teased about these lips, so I realized what they could do.
What they can
wear. Look at this toy.
Okay, so this is called the Optimal Men's Sexual Health and Wellness Second Skin Silicone Warming Stroker. It vibrates and it's rechargeable.
Oh, my God. It strokes the dick?
I mean, look.
So that's more like a masturbation type of thing than a toy that you would play with your woman.
You said you don't normally get gifts.
Stroke
the
dick.
It's nothing
wrong with masturbation.
I masturbate every chance I get.
With Julie, Pam, Keisha.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Make a mighty
noise. Vagina?
But
it's like a what's the thing called they make in jail?
I need you to take a look at it.
It's safe. You don't have to have
it. Why don't you want to touch it?
Take it out. Come on.
Take it out.
I'm talking about the toy, guys.
That thing is probably amazing.
No, I mean, like, you know.
And this is for you. Do you mind if we take it out of the box?
No, good. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, do your thing.
I can't
give you a demonstration right now, but I mean, I get it. Like, you know, it's the pros and cons to just like being into yourself and like, you know what I mean? Like,
have you ever used a toy?
Who know you better than yourself?
Besides your hand, have you ever used a toy?
I mean, on a woman, but like...
Like no cock ring?
You never use a cock ring?
Yeah, definitely use a cock ring.
Okay, so the vibrator joint.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Or was it overrated?
That's great. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, certain things
that's
are...
That's like the only...
Certain things that we do for, you know, in an act of intimacy are for not always for you. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so the cock ring's for
listen,
you.
Listen, when you talk about sex, you only have two types of people. You have
the giver and the taker.
You have givers and takers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
I think the pleaser or the receiver.
I think meaning
Angela opening that box like, meaning you, like it got a rainbow on it on Christmas morning.
Well,
instead you opened it upside down and
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let him finish.
Well, stick it down. I'm
meaning that you either are into just like you want to receive the pleasure or you want to be the one that's delivering the pleasure, you know what I'm saying? Some people get off on like, you know, providing the pleasure, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know,
I think it's
a tourist trait that we like to provide the pleasure, you know
what
I'm
saying? Well, I'm born like on a Gemini cusp, so I think I got a little bit tired.
I'm like definitely a receiver.
Stephanie's definitely the receiver. I'm definitely a giver.
It depends on the person for me.
Like, I want to make you feel good. It gives me pleasure by knowing that what I'm doing is pleasing you.
I feel like that right there, with oral sex.
When you have two people that are givers,
that's an amazing
thing. Who's taking the check?
That's here.
I think I'm
so this is the ultimate masturbation toy.
So it's just like a USB chargeable?
Yeah, here you go. So here's your instructions.
How do they know your dick size?
It's probably adjustable. Like maybe
I was about to say, is it?
It doesn't look adjustable.
It looks a little tight.
It looks like it might be a little tight.
Well, here's the bag.
It might come in sizes.
I'm glad that we're able to give you some gifts, and I hope you use this.
What else is in the bag?
What else you got over
here?
Come on, Dr. Johnson.
I gave him the cord.
Yeah, it's a cord right there.
It's a little USB cord.
Oh, it's rechargeable.
Does it come with like a little, you know, cleaning spray like you guys use for your vibrators?
Does the size adjust bigger or smaller?
I just spilled it. I knew it was going to happen.
Spilled it?
Yeah, now that's spilled.
Oh, I thought he spilled something
out. Somebody give me a paper towel.
Paper towel, napkin.
He jizzed on himself.
He made a mess.
I done made
it. What's that?
Okay, now here we have some booty bling. And this is jeweled wearable silicone beads. So I assume.
Yeah, that's Gigi.
Okay, so Gigi, here you go. This is pretty, actually.
She's grabbing it. I knew it.
Such a Gemini.
I can actually use this.
You want to try it out for size?
Because I've been saying that I'm going to, ever since Lisa Ann was here and told us what to do to be able to have.
Look another.
This one's for you, Steph.
No, thank you.
It's a butt plug.
I'm not using a butt plug.
Ever since Lisa Ann was here, the tip on how to take anal, I've been saying that I was going to try her tips and do anal. So this will help me. Actually, this one will probably help
this
me.
This one is going to be better, and you can try that one another time.
This one will help me, because she said that you got to wear a butt plug.
I thought Angela was going to gonna ease get up, into, to ease butt into plug. It. What's this? See, that I could use.
Okay, now this is a pussy pump.
Oh, never mind. Pump. I changed my mind again.
What's that like?
I'm learning about these things the same thing.
What is a pussy pump?
I don't ever want to pump like my blow dryer.
Oh my God.
Pump that pussy, baby. Is it to make it fatter?
I didn't have a drink. I can't see what this is going on.
Is this scary? Look at the pussy pump.
Does it make it fatter?
Yeah. What's it for?
Read the instructions, Angela.
Okay. It's automatic hands-free suction. So I guess you can just stick it on here and it just like...
Does it suck the clit?
And it has suction and vibration effects. So yes, I guess it sucks and vibrates on your...
But on the clitoris or on the whole pussy?
You asked so many questions, Stephanie. I feel like you want it.
I do want it. Let me see it.
No. I broke it.
Now, what exactly is a womanizer?
My favorite toy ever and I broke it.
Nah, this isn't going to do me no justice, guys.
I'm taking the whole box with me.
I feel like it's going to like hurt it.
Yeah, I don't refuse any gifts.
Here's some more. Oh, you can feel this one.
It no longer sucks and vibrates.
This is the actual size of it. And this is second skin silicone. It's molds to your most sensitive areas.
So, now, I've walked in a few situations and saw that sitting on.
Oh, you could wear this in your panties.
A woman's.
Oh, Lord.
L'Oreal.
Dresser.
No. Why me? Because I wear panties.
Yeah. And you can, she's the only one that wears panties. So we, no, I have on underwear. You can feel this so you can see what it feels like.
I have underwear today. It's a bodysuit. That's the only time I really wear.
G, maybe you could use this to replace the other one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You don't fill it up so much.
I think my body part is ready.
I know what's going on. This is your true Sarah.
This one, you might want that one. Read
so
it back.
This one can actually has flexible bunny ears that can shape perfectly to hug your clitoris.
Oh, that sounds fun.
All right. Who wants this one?
I don't do toys.
Don't give away. I'll take that one. In my box. We'll find good use for it. Thank you.
All right. So let's get back to some booty more questions. We have some more toys to play with. Some what? Booty bling? Booty have bling. You ever used a butt plug on someone?
Yes.
Okay.
Put this in the box.
Like so was that to to get her ready for anal?
Come on, man. I'm like the 50 shades of...
50 shades of green RV over here. Come on.
Was that to get her ready for anal or was it...
Say again?
Was it to get her ready for anal or was it just for fun while you were having sex?
I plead the fifth.
Anal. Oh, wow.
What should I get?
Paper towel, please.
I thought we said pleading the fifth
it's
was not
my
allowed.
Lap again.
Are you serious?
Thank you.
He squirts every time. That's pre-cum.
Oh, she squirts every time.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. You letting the load go.
So have you, let me
it's
ask you this.
It's 2% piss. Like.
It's 2% piss. Is that what I heard?
Right? I mean.
Listen, I'm glad you said it because I try to tell people that and they think I'm just,
all in favor of squirting say aye.
Okay. I've never squirted.
No? What? Oh. All in favor of squirting.
This is how he got to touch
not
the ridges.
I. Like, not
the ridges.
I.
Yeah,
they're the ridges of the, this is the area.
You have
like,
to use your finger?
Well, or your tongue if it reaches up in there, but.
Wow. Okay.
Everybody's looking at his tongue.
Well,
all
right.
Yeah, stick your tongue out. Let's all right, see how tongue long
king.
It goes.
The tongue king.
I didn't say I'm speaking from personal experience.
How else could you know?
Kind of, I mean, you know.
You said you got just the ridges if your
you
tongue
read
goes
stuff,
up.
You know? Read stuff. You hear things, you know? You watch things.
Have you ever fell in love on the first night?
Man, of course. I don't think who hasn't.
I have. I've definitely.
The question is, what are you falling in love with? Are you falling in love with the crazy? Are you falling in love with? Is it just the flesh?
You know what I'm saying? Falling in lust?
Is it lust?
Yeah, I think love at first night is very intense.
Night.
But it's never
it doesn't
right.
Last.
Or you have the
last.
Intention. You have
it's
the intention
not the
of
the right thing.
Like I remember once upon a time a woman telling me, like. You were supposed to be a one night stand. Mm. And here we are
two years later.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? You were just supposed
she
to be
was
a birthday.
Use you.
You were supposed to be a birthday gift to me.
You was
to myself.
Damn. How did that even work out? She just went to somewhere and met you or?
No, I mean, basically it was the first time and supposed to be the only time.
Okay.
Like when I say one night stand, not literally in the sense
same
of
night,
like
met
just
her.
Met the person mm-hmm. that right. night and what have you, but it was kind of like, hey, like my only intention was to be with you intimately one time. Mm-hmm. Or
this,
fuck your brains out one time and have one up on you or I didn't anticipate, you know what I'm saying? This being turned into a relationship or situationship or whatever you want to call it.
So you must have been deep in love after that first time too.
Right, because you stuck around for you to follow up.
It was worth your time.
Yeah, it's worth. Yeah, it's really about, you hit it right on the nose. It's really about what's worth your time, what keeps your interest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, personally.
Hey guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? We do too. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants a little extra function to enhance their performance. Most guys talk a good game, but if you're one and done, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since it prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LIPSERVICE. That's only $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LIPSERVICE. You can try it free so you don't leave your woman with blue balls.
What is the best trick a woman's ever done to you that you're like, damn, I never experienced something like that before?
It was just kind of be like where they put your entire endowment.
Deep throat? Deep
down the throat.
I mean, like balls, shaft.
Good Lord.
Whole, wow. Like, wow.
That's a hell of a cucumber challenge. You know, like,
yeah. You know. That's the cucumber.
Wow. The apples. Yeah, that's the shit. That, what kind of challenge is that?
Dick and ball challenge.
Or you walk in and it's like, okay. There's more bodies than you expected.
Okay. So you had... What's the most...
Oh, like a surprise threesome. Not a planned one. Like a surprise threesome. Not a planned
foursome,
one.
Foursome, like
five-some. That bodies.
Five-some. Oh, body.
Yeah.
Kind of like situation. You know?
Thought it was a threesome. Ended up being a five-some. Mm-hmm.
You think you could be with one woman for the rest of your life and just one woman only?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm learning more about myself every day. You know what I'm saying? Like... Yeah, if it's for the right reasons and the right woman, and you know, I've dated women who want monogamy. I've dated women who are in a swing, and I've dated women who, you know, I mean, I guess it's either one or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really just depends on. I'm learning how you gotta learn that sex isn't everything, though. You know what I'm saying? It plays a big factor, but it's really about what you want, what you gravitate to, how disciplined you can be, you know what I'm saying? And understanding that everything you see ain't meant for you to touch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Say it again
for the niggas in the back.
Okay. Yeah, it's a challenge though, you know what I'm saying? Like women, that's a challenge for me. That ain't no secret. Like, you know what I'm saying? Something I've spoken on.
Word to my four children and four babies.
You know what I mean? So like I love everything about a woman. Petite, plus size, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like
bring it.
You know what I mean? Small. Like it's just like when the creator made y'all, like shit, man.
He showed out.
That's how I feel about men.
He was doing, you know
he
what
showed
saying?
Up and showed out.
Yeah. Like, oh that's my how you God, feel about men. God, you made men so perfect.
Do you feel like that's more dangerous, somebody that doesn't have a particular type?
Dangerous? Nah. I mean,
can you be like he would never? Yes, he would.
It actually gives you potential to more variety in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Like not having a type. I don't have like a physical type. I have a type, but it ain't a physical type. It's like it's one of them without word conversation things.
Like a mental chemistry vibe.
Yeah, it's a kind of a conversation piece that happens, like finishing your sentences and just kind of like, or you just know, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you just know.
Chemistry.
It's sort of thing about, it's you know, I talk about it all the time in songs and like pheromones and energy is real.
Like yeah, that electricity feel, you know what I mean? When you feel
and
it
I'm a firm
it's
believer,
like a magnet.
I'm a firm believer that women know within 30 seconds to a minute whether they need to like run for the hills with their panties, like I'm a fuck this nigga at some point. I like, you know, and it might be before I should do it morally. I should not fuck this motherfucker in the next 72 hours. So let me, whatever. Or that like you are forever friend zone. He actually is just not happening.
We think we know, but it never turns out the way that we expect.
I would love to believe that we know, but there's been a couple surprises.
Where they just kind of surprised.
Yeah, I was like, how
there's
like,
been a couple.
I didn't even know.
Slipped through the tracks.
Slipped through the cracks.
Persistence overcomes
prejudice.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Like, you first meet and you're like, oh, never. And
next thing you know, you're like, you blonde.
He's like, why is he calling me back?
Why is he calling me back?
Now, is there such a thing as whack pussy? Like it just doesn't feel good physically?
Yeah, I call whack pussy court pussy. Like corpse.
Corpse?
Like, oh, like
corpse.
They like, said you know court. Like you gotta
I'm
go.
I experienced
more
that before.
Cadaver?
Or like where it was kind of like on some like you got up feeling like, damn, you just wanted to be able to say that you hit. You know what I'm saying?
But the actual physical.
And then on top of that, it wasn't good. Or it's like a waste of, you know
so
what I'm
not
saying?
Good is like what, dry?
Just a waste of, it's an energy thing, you know what I'm saying? Like
it didn't click.
It didn't click. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sex is chemistry too. You have to have a good chemistry to have good sex. You know what sex. I
mean? Or the proper like conversations ain't
having. They don't call it the naked tango for no reason. Mm-hmm. You gotta like really be in tune with the person and you know, right. vibe. It's best. It's a dance move. It's
really best. It could be somebody that I think is like has the best sex ever and then someone else that I know has sex with them and they're like,
and it's trash.
This shit was just whatever.
Yeah. Well, but maybe it was just whatever because they was trash though too. How about that?
Facts.
That could be that's like, true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's sometimes you got to form your own opinion.
I learned a long time ago not to have sexual expectations.
Yeah, get the magnums and
what about somebody? What about somebody whose personality you hated, but their sex was good? Does that happen?
Of course. Like somebody that is kind of getting on your nerves.
I don't think I can get to that point.
Or you know, y'all don't, you know,
you
know
don't learn until
like, you know,
after.
You don't click other than in the bedroom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody kind of.
I think men can do that more than women. Because, although there probably was one guy, I wouldn't even say I dated him when I was younger, and he was really good in bed, but he was whack.
See, that's how I felt about the guy.
What was whack about him?
He was just corny, like. He thought he was mad cool. He always had his sunglasses up here.
Ian. What? You can't trust nobody that wear their sunglasses.
He was what we call a DC Obama. You Obama, John.
I was like, what are you doing?
See, I had a situation where the guy wasn't intelligent enough for me. And I didn't learn that until being around him more and more.
So when you say intelligent, you mean like.
Like he was a.
Like no common
bimbo.
Sense intelligence?
I used to call him bimbo.
Yep.
Like I'm like I'm gonna go see my bimbo.
Like
no,
blonde.
I remember.
Like yeah, he was a dumb blonde.
He was like a dumb blonde in his head. But he was like everything else about him I really liked. But then when he got to talking, I'm just like. But at first it wasn't like
you would like him if he was mute
because we would talk about our own personal lives.
Like just shut up. Let me put this in your mouth. Yeah, so you can shut up.
Exactly.
That's on your face.
Then I couldn't take it anymore, and it just got unattractive, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Gotcha.
See, we have standards.
No bimbo.
All right, now is there such a thing as being too busy for a relationship? Because you're a busy person. We all are pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Some people say though you make time for what you care about.
Yeah, you make time for what you care about, but man, like
you gotta think about what you told.
You make. I agree with that. I mean, you make time for what you care about. I think it is such thing as being too busy for a relationship. But sometimes we still want what we want. And sometimes I think that, we want what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, men, sometimes we feel like we could tell a woman, a lot of times we feel like we tell a woman, hey, like, yo, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Or we tell you, mm-hmm. right? And it's not like y'all hear us. Or that you know that you so but you know you got some bomb pussy. So you thinking like my shit I'ma change his mind.
You but sometimes guys be I'm not ready, but then they bring you around their family.
Whatever the ingredients are for influence, you feel like I hear you, nigga, but you ain't ever.
But y'all give missed signals sometimes.
Yeah, y'all would treat
because you'll
like
be like, oh, I'm gonna take you on vacation. I'm not ready for a relationship though. Oh, come meet my mom. Like guys do stuff like that.
Well, you know, I'm working on a book, and one of the things that will be in the book, you know what I'm saying? Don't take my shit because I'll come find you. But
I'm scared.
It's I've learned that you have to treat people, don't treat the person you're dating like your girlfriend, don't treat your girlfriend like your wife.
There's levels to this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But how do you treat your girlfriend like your wife?
I said,
I'm saying,
not treat the person that you're dating
like your girlfriend, and don't treat your girlfriend like your wife.
And don't treat a girlfriend like your wife. Every title has its title for a reason.
I felt like my boyfriend treats me like his wife.
So here's the caveat
wifey
to it though.
For life.
Only in the event, only in the event, you know, for, you know, and it works on both sides of the fence.
Some people treat their wives shitty though.
Only in the event of you, if there's the potential and you see that potential, you know what I'm saying? Then that's where it's a blurred line. Mm-hmm.
Some guys treat their wives like shit though, too.
Like, so what I'm saying is, it's women out here, you know, and men fucking on one another, mm-hmm. and they know they ain't got no intention,
Right.
A being okay. one another. Mm-hmm. If y'all know that shit,
then keep it as
cool.
Situation
God bless
shit.
Whatever.
Right.
But like all the gassing and you
it's
know what
unnecessary.
Saying? And capping and then
it's part of it's a game.
You know what
women
saying?
Do not
like,
treat him like the husband.
Because
right.
what I have realized
treat
is
him
that
like a prostitute.
Is that accountability is real, you know what I'm saying? And they gonna hold you, you know, there's some women out here that's gonna hold you accountable to what you say. It's
that's
some
right.
men out here that's gonna hold you accountable to what you say.
And especially and hold you accountable
and
to your actions.
And they're gonna hold you accountable by what you say according to what you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of them people that in business, life, love, whatever, whatever, I don't hold you accountable to what you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you is what you do.
But you show me.
You show me,
can.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have it's you ever been a side piece?
Yeah.
I'm an R&B singer girl.
Yeah,
sometimes it's just easier, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the matters of the, dealing with matters of the heart and just like, you know, yeah, I've been a side piece.
Like to a married woman or just a woman in a relationship?
I plead the fifth.
Do you let them confide
in that face, that face.
Do you let them confide in you, like ask about
every
like
time you plead
their
you gotta do a
problem.
Shot.
Right, right. Oh wait, the table.
This guy here.
Yeah. Come on, cool.
So do you, like, if they come to you, like,
what's
this,
the question
happened with, this happened with
ladies
my boyfriend,
love cool heat.
Would you let them confide in you?
Say that again?
Like, as far as, like, they tell you about their personal, their problems in
you
their
know,
relationship.
No, you know why? Because I'm so thrilled with it, I feel like that's me hating on that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give you, unless we're in a place of really, 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 like, friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Where I know that you where, like that's a real slippery slope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that guy to feel like, and it could be like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like that's hate. That's lightweight hate. You right. know what I mean? Like that ain't, you know, that's kind of like breaking codes.
Mm-hmm. I'ma fuck saying? You, but don't tell me about your relationship.
I'ma
stick my dick in you.
Has somebody ever
but
said they were gonna leave their man for you?
Shit.
He's like, please don't.
He's like,
there.
No. You guys are good over there.
I ain't look into happy. Like, please I, real don't. Talk, I ain't into like, mm-hmm. you know, being with fucking on somebody that belongs to somebody else. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't, you know what I mean?
You've done like, it, but you're not into it.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I think, or you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, it's like after the afterthought. Oh, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm still with my baby father. Or by the way, you know what I mean?
Damn.
I have a boyfriend. Or by the way, I'm
married.
I'm married. What?
Shit.
Like,
guys do it to us all the time.
Like, you know, it's a lot of people in the grave and in prison for, you know what I'm saying, for pussy.
Has anybody ever tried to put a baby on you that wasn't yours?
Damn, you had to kind of like...
That's a soft spot, Angie.
Yeah, it's a soft spot. You gotta listen to the first album. Listen to the first album.
Oh, we taking it back to 2005.
Let's go back.
Yeah, listen to the first album. Listen to the lyrics of the first album. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that'll harden your, It'll have you like, you gotta be careful with that for any brother that's been out there, because you might find yourself becoming like, you know, hating women and hurting people and, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then directly, you know, not when you don't deal with that. You know what I mean? What they say, mama's baby, papa's maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah, I definitely been through that.
That would have to be devastating. I would.
Yeah, to find out that you, you know what I'm saying? You're going to, you know, rubbing bellies and the hospital visits. Ooh. And there and watch the baby come
coming
out
up with names
just to find out that, you know, that's not your child.
And not only just you, your family,
everyone, you know what I'm saying?
They done had a baby shower.
Like, your mama, your dad, your daddy, like, it's, yeah.
A friend of mine, he's a basketball player, and that happened to him. And when he was in, you know, went to college, his high school sweetheart, they got pregnant. And when the baby came, they did the baby shower, all of that. Families knew each other always. And when the baby came, it wasn't his.
But
it
you
was
know
her
what?
Best friends.
I've learned how to always.
And he's
at
a fucking
from...
asshole ever since. He doesn't trust a woman ever since.
I've learned to try to look at things from both sides, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's some real fucked up guys out there, mm-hmm. that make babies, don't have no intentions or whatever. So for the women out there, they might like, yo, you know what I mean? This a good dude. I know he gonna be a great dad. You know what I mean? It's very selfish.
Try to get it past them.
It's very selfish, you know what I'm saying?
But like, I hope it's his.
I try to look at everything.
Oh, no, but they were high school sweethearts. Like, that was supposed to be his baby.
See, but I think that that's probably what the woman's thinking. Like, I really just hope it's his. Because she probably fucking on both.
Yeah.
And she don't even know.
Exactly.
Of course. She had no idea.
Like, hopefully.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Not that it makes it better.
But in those scenarios where you like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's up? Like, this ain't my kid, and they can, and you say who the daddy, and they can tell you the address. Then it's like, all right, then. You know what I mean?
Because what do you do as a woman?
What kind of game are you really playing?
So how would how do you think she should have handled that situation? Like, told both of y'all?
I'm not sure whose it is. We'll find.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day,
nobody's ever gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I can't picture myself
being like.
At the end of the day, I've learned that like. No matter how hard it is, because I've learned some valuable lessons when it comes to truth and lying and honesty. And it's just like that lie that you're trying to tell, and eventually it just could just go a whole nother way.
I might have to flee the country, had a baby, see who it looked like.
Let's see.
And then not be back.
Well, they could do the embryo DNA.
What if they look alike?
Then you need more fun.
Got Raheem lips. That's it. Do
it. Raheem,
he got your lips.
Hold on. It's a caveat to that. What is she dealing with a dude? What if she got a tight? And the dude look just like you?
That's what I'm saying. They could be the same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, women have a tight too.
She going to be
My fathers both had types. Yeah. And all of their mothers of their children look alike. And me and my siblings, you can look at us and not tell and who shares the same mother and father. Because we all look alike.
Got a type.
That's
so,
true.
You know what I mean?
Right. You better hope they're two different races. That's the only thing that you're going to get away with. An Asian one and a black one or a Spanish one and something else. I don't know.
But so, you never know, too. Still, even with that, that's
you're gonna have some strong genes. The baby gonna look like you.
Look how light you are.
Yeah, so my father is pale. Was the palest thing I ever seen. Oh. He was red, and my mother is like a little browner than Gigi.
Because sometimes one parent could be darker and the baby come out looking like that, and then the other kid come out looking lighter.
Yes.
Children can also take the traits from their grandparents out looking like
nothing like either one of the parents.
Mm-hmm. That baby would come out singing.
Writing songs.
Yep, that's Raheem, baby. All right, so what do you think are some things that you could do to be a better mate?
Oh, by the way, I got a brand new album out.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
It's called The Love Reunion.
The Love Reunion.
It's like the greatest shit ever for R&B. It's going to go down in history as some of the greatest, a project that's like, it's my greatest body of work. My contribution to black music. You know what I'm saying? It's the soundtrack to like relationship.
Nice.
Your bedroom game.
The beach.
Just the beach. All of that. Like, you know what I mean? So it's definitely with the resurgence of R&B and soul music. You know, black music is I'm gonna answer your question in a minute, but I just gotta get this out. Black music is the only, our culture is the only culture that's discarded. Like where it's treated as if it's disposable. You know what I'm saying? So we have to remember to reclaim, we gotta reclaim our art and our culture and our existence as bloggers, as black radio, depends on that. So don't, you know what I'm saying? It's the only thing that's treated like, you know what I'm saying? It's discarded. So again, it's available on all social media, all streaming platforms, all your mom and pop stores. I'm one of those few artists that still sell CDs.
Very good. You definitely came in with a CD to the meeting we had.
It's the number 4 selling album this week, R&B album.
Congratulations on that. I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Yeah, you know, we streaming crazy right now.
Cheers to that.
We streaming crazy right now. Not just one song, the entire album. You know what I mean? And yeah, brothers, you want to put that on, just let that marinate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, get you
I
right.
saw you were just in South Africa, too, right?
Now, what was the question?
We'll get back to that, too.
So what was it?
What are some things that you think you could do better as a mate? Like, if you could improve on some things about yourself and critique yourself?
Being open to the idea of just like... Damn, man. Why you had to ask me such a deep-ass question right now? What are some of the things I could feel like that would make me a better mate? I don't know. I think that I'm kind of in that space where just understanding that everything takes, you know, time.
Are you open?
And patience. Am I open to what?
Like, are you open when you're with somebody? Are you open for love? Are you open to
receive? Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, like, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what it is? It's doing a better job. Here it is. Doing a better job of juggling my career. Mm-hmm. And understanding that everything kind of has its time and its place. You know what I'm saying? I'm very one-dimensional. So one of the things that I know that, like, that is still like a challenge for me that I know from, like, you know, my oldest son is 13, right? Pretty much. And I remember kind of like a time where his mom was just like, yo, you just always, like, I just be in my own kind of world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? In terms of my career and the things that I feel like are, like, important to me. And sometimes you just gotta put the phone down. Sometimes mm-hmm. you just gotta shut the phone down. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to appoint certain days to
mm-hmm. disconnect.
To disconnect and invest into your family, your mm-hmm. children, your lady, you know what I'm saying? Your mom, your dad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I think I still struggle with to this day. Right. Because I'm so passionate about what I do, and I think that I'm truly addicted to, like, making music and what I do. Not so much the accolades of it and the fame, or, like, you know, what I'm doing to get a piece of pussy or something like that, but so much as it's like, you know, I don't hit no clubs unless I'm getting paid, getting a bag to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times I'm in a different city. Like, if it's the option, she ain't gonna get going to a club, or, you know, hey, what's up, Zaddy? I'm trying to pull up. Like, I'm gonna be in the studio. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, or I'm going to be doing some community work, or, like, I'm building a legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just really, before the world knew my name, I worked for Chevy Chase Bank. I worked for Giant Food. I worked for Foot Action. The last job I had was at Tower Records. Mm-hmm. Like, every job I ever had had me in customer service or whatever. But I know what hard work is since I was, like, the age 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, so I tried to dibble and dabble in the streets. I seen quick that was not for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so all I know is hard work. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'm so consumed by the amount of people that I take care of and the people that depend on me. You know what I'm saying? It's like you lose sight of the fact that the people that really matter to you most, they're hurting. Right. They need you. They, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't about, like, just sending some money or
it's about time.
Situation, right. You know what I'm saying?
It's about physical.
Yeah, the most surreal thing for me in the last 2 years is having to, you know, I believe in protecting my family and loved ones, so I don't put their business completely out there, but a particular family member where I had to seek, like, get guardianship of them. Mm-hmm. and go and I had my world. I had to stop everything that was moving in my world and go and take care of them and get them back right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that right there kind of, like, was groundbreaking for me.
Right.
Because I was the only one that could do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no sibling that could do it. It was, you know what I mean? No mm-hmm. other family member, whatever. It was kind of, I got the call, like, we think you're the only one that can make this happen.
And it wow. forced you to stop everything.
Yeah,
else.
Regardless of what was going on. And I had a lot going on at the time, mm-hmm. but I made it my business to, you know, and, you know, sometimes when you moving so fast, like, the creator of the universe will do things to grab your attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like the people that take you for granted.
Right.
In your world, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like it'll grab their attention and be like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, so I think that for me, there's still a work in progress, and that's something that definitely I'm, you know, mm-hmm. that I know there's a challenge that I had to work on.
Okay. That's fair enough. Now that you know it's getting warm out, finally, the last thing I want to do is stay in the house, standing over the stove, trying to cook something. There's so much fun stuff to do during the summer. I just need that option to just eat and go. That's what one of my favorite things is about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that's built on fruits and vegetables, and you can prepare them in less than 5 minutes.
That's right, because I don't have time. Fill your box with more than 65 different options, like ready-to-blend smoothies, refreshing chilled soups, and savory harvest bowls. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Each daily harvest cup takes one step to prepare, with room for customization. Add your favorite milk to a smoothie. You know that'll be almond milk, and blend or heat a harvest bowl and top it with avocado or a fried egg. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are sourced and selected for maximum nourishment and peak season flavor. The best part, Daily Harvest single serving cups are the ultimate grab and go meal or snack, so you can get a dose of nourishing fruits and vegetables at any time of day. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code LIPSERVICE to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code LIPSERVICE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Mm-hmm. Somebody told us you fall asleep right after sex.
I'm getting drunk. You said what?
Somebody said you fall asleep right after sex.
Somebody said told y'all that?
No, I'm kidding. I'm playing with you.
Oh, that's bullshit.
He was like, hold on, somebody.
They definitely tapping out first. So,
That's how you know you did a good job, right, ladies? When he fall asleep right afterwards.
Yeah, he knocked out.
And not only when he fall asleep, you gotta fall asleep in the fetal position.
Fetus position.
With his leg over you.
Did you just say thumb in his mouth?
You gotta fall asleep sucking
like
thumb.
A little kid. Put something else in his mouth. Just saying.
Damn, guys. Do you mind, like, for a girl to do things like, say, y'all about to get into it and she just sit on your face?
Ooh, I wish that would happen more.
You know, so you like for women to be aggressive in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. You know, it ain't too much we can't do. Mm-hmm. You know?
See, we talked about this before, about initiating more and being more aggressive in
that
the bedroom.
That was my lesson that I learned.
And you got better.
I'm an extremist, though. So it's like, you got to be careful, because you doing this shit, and then they be like, then when they like, you know what I'm saying, peeking out the bushes or like,
what?
It's wow. Like, I'm extreme, like, you know what I mean? Like, I learned that about my personality. I have an addictive personality, and I'm an extremist. So, and I'm extremely competitive, right? So, those things can be an appetite for destruction when you're talking about like sex and intimacy. Because I had to also learn too that everybody don't deserve to be able to have. To be able to have what I'm offering.
You better talk about it now.
Everybody don't deserve multiple orgasms.
And the same go for you and you and you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like
preach.
So I had to learn that. You know what I'm saying? That's still something that's like, you know, work in progress and understanding it. You know what I mean? But like, you know, I think that, you know, you do as men do, you know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, there's always multiple attractions to whatever. Again, it's about what you open to with your mate, what y'all trying to explore, what y'all trying to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, I ain't no trophy for nobody. and women are not a trophy to be necessarily like conquered and to just move on or just discarded. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I had to learn too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's any man needs to know that, or at least hear that, and then you act accordingly from it. You know what I'm saying?
What's the most orgasms you ever had in a row?
The most orgasms I've ever had in a row?
Yeah, like you just kept.
I'm more into how many she having. You know what I'm saying? Like I can, you know.
What's the most she's ever had?
When it come to like,
like, can you bust and then go again right after?
What I'm saying is like, if I'm coming, I don't come till I'm ready to come.
And I'm not ready until after you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For me personally, the act of intimacy is about, I'm like on some pleasing, like I'm, you know what I mean? So not to say that I'm not there to enjoy myself and have a good time.
Right. That's what you enjoy, is pleasing somebody. Yeah, that's how you enjoy yourself, like, and have a good time.
Man, I go, you know what I'm saying? They go make an album and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
It does seem like in love and union.
Now what is the best though is when you encounter someone who got the same energy as you. And that's when it can get all kind of like, you know,
And be like, lay back. No, you lay back. No, you lay back.
Then it's like going to
the gym.
When it's really dead, when you really taking it there, you ain't even got to say it. It just kind of just
go with the flow.
Yeah, it just happens. Natural. You know what I'm saying? It's organic.
Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like you were in a great state of mind when you did this album.
I'm in a great state of mind when I make music, and I make music daily. Mm-hmm. As much like we walked in here, it's a studio. I'm trying to figure out how I can get a couple of hours in here tonight.
Oh yeah, we got you.
Before I leave here, you know what I'm saying? I wanna so because I'm constantly making music in real time, and I don't physically write anything down, and like we dealing with real live emotions in that current state of how I feel. Typically, most of the time I make music is between the hours of like 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. You know, they say some of the greatest time for creatives is between, I don't know why, but they say between like
3 and 4 a.m.
3 or 4 a.m. And that's typically like when I'm in there, like
when you're in your zone.
Yeah, when I'm in my zone, you know what I mean? So, and I don't care like what I got to do the next day. Mm-hmm. Like if it's morning news, taking kid to school, a flight, whatever. I just got to get it in. Like it's just a part of me. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, it's so it makes it easy to put out albums. I got 15 years worth of music already recorded.
Damn. You don't sell your songs to people.
Listen. This is the second album I dropped. This is seventh album, but this is the second album I dropped in the last eight months.
Yeah, you just put one.
So like, I'm on my second decade. I'm finna be a problem out here, and for far too long, I will admit, I've been purposely dimming my light, or like not out of insecurity, but just
being humble.
Yeah, and I'm still humble, but it's a time and a place for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm tapped into my inner goat isms, and I know I'm great at what I do, and I'm one of the greatest of my generation. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a Grammy that I need to tell me that. It ain't a BET award that I need to tell me that. My team can change management wise, agents, whatever.
He loves you guys.
He's over there but just in case I don't know.
Nah, shout out.
Take your own pictures back.
But the only thing I really care about is the connection that I make with the consumer and the music lover. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing that long before it was cool to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta almost damn near do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because between social media, and that's why you see so many artists crashing and burning, because it's just like a dog when they can smell fear. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, people come up on you and they can sense that you the real deal. Are you not the real deal? Are you fooling the people? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I always say like open mics and stuff like that always expose artists and musicians. Cause you can go to an open mic and you can take the best of the best and let an improvisational moment happen.
Right.
And you will see who's contrived, who's the real deal, who's a student of their craft, who the real musicians are.
Right.
Who can the crowd control, the who comfortable in their skin. Mm-hmm. Who, you know what I'm saying? That's right. Across the board, whether you're talking pop, country, hip hop, R&B, or what have you. So, you know, I'm done dimming my light. And everything has its time. It has its course, you know what I mean?
Well, like, good. I'm glad you're not dimming your light no more.
Nah, it's just, you know, it's no reason to, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's time, but everything happens when it's supposed to.
Because you've been consistent for such a long time and putting out such great music. Are you selling any of these songs to other artists?
It's funny you say that. I think my biggest flaw during my career is being selfish with my brand and being selfish with my sound. I think I have a very distinct sound.
You do.
And now I'm ready to give it to the world.
Right.
Meaning any artist, you want to go in the studio, you want me to do an album on you, EP, whatever, like, let's get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm currently working on a number of things. One of the projects I'm super excited about is V Bozeman, you know what I'm saying, right
oh,
now.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
that.
So we in the studio heavy working on her project.
Oh, that's great.
And it's not just limited to a song. It's a body of work. It's a sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? sister by the name of Yazira. You may remember Granique from being on Motown, and just like it's a plethora of artists that I'm working with right now. Mm-hmm. Different things, but I wrote and worked with Usher in the past, right. Jamie Foxx, you know, contributed to T-Pain projects.
I feel like you would be really good with Ari Lennox.
Oh, I would love, so, but Ari don't need me. It'll happen in time. Yeah. I know Ari before the world knew Ari.
Y'all from the same area?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. She's always been, man.
I think that would be us.
I'm so happy for her. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We love her.
Yeah, she Ari was on the show. Like,
she did lip service.
And it's crazy, like, to now look up or be on the charts with, like, the Ari Lennoxes of the world, you know, Daniel Caesars, mm-hmm. you know, have a great first week and, you know, see my name, you know, right there next to Chris Brown or mm-hmm. Kurt Franklin or whoever, right? And it's like, wow, like, it speaks to staying power. Like, when you stick to your guns, like, at some point, they catch up, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And for me, someone who I really love and respect, who is like a mentor to me, and on so many levels, is Dougie Fresh.
Ah, okay.
And we got a great relationship. And I remember one time he pulled me to the side. He said, "You the last one, bro." And I didn't know what he meant. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what he meant. But now I know what he meant.
And you put on the radio and was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I know what he
meant. So I know what he meant. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so for me, it's the concept of the last man standing mm-hmm. effect. I understand that that for me, creatively, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And as long as you keep moving, you know, you get on the track and you just keep moving. You sprint when you need to. You slow down. You distance run when you need to. You might even walk, but you never stop moving.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you never stop moving, you know, you start looking to the side, fuckers run out of breath. They just stop for a minute to take mm-hmm. that breath. If I never stop moving, you know what I mean? So it's the last man standing effect, you know, and I'm sitting on so much music, like, so, you know,
15 years.
Yeah, we ain't anticipating no untimely demises or anything. I mean, we ain't claiming nothing like that, but like, it's a lot of music.
You mentioned Chris Brown just now, so what do you think about the whole situation he's going through with the words that he used? Because you don't use words like that in your songs. So.
Chris is from a different generation. I love Chris. We had the same birthday.
That's crazy.
So that's my brother.
Oh, that just passed.
You know what I'm saying? That's my brother. And at the end of the day, I love him. I remember the day that Chris walked in Jive. Like, I remember the day he signed it. Mm-hmm. He was there, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Little youngin'.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now. So at the end of the day, the trials and tribulations of life are just what they are. You know what I'm saying? And he has to run his course of life just like I have to run mm-hmm. mine. And regardless of like the pitfalls or the highs and lows, one thing you can't take from him is that he's iconic. You know what I'm saying? True. And he has to take his journey just like you know. So, you know, I'm big homie to that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. From afar, mm-hmm. The people that are around you can either build you up or tear you down, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know who his voice of reason is, you know what I'm saying, around him. But definitely, you know what I'm saying, like, you got to keep the right people around you mm-hmm. that you trust. But you got to also be willing and be open to the idea where somebody say, hey, bro, like, hey, that ain't a good move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The response.
And if ain't nobody telling you that, then you might have a lot of people around you that don't give a fuck about you.
It's hard with social media, though, because people respond and there's nothing no one can do about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but I get it. I'm a tourist. It's so many times I want to, like, wild out or speak my mind or really say how I feel, you know what I'm saying, or really call people out on different things or whatever, or you know what I mean?
That would be shocking if you did some shit like that.
But at the end of the day, it's an old saying when people say, like, hey, man, how you feeling today? Man, I'm cool. If I had a complaint, well, nobody want to hear it anyway.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's fact.
So it's
imagine somebody asks you how you feeling, you really tell them.
And you really
tell them. Tell you how my
first
day.
I got like, cramps. Right. Like, my mother's giving me a headache.
Be like, they be like, man, goddamn, I was saying to ask you how you feel.
I'm like, okay, well, have a good day.
And then guess what? They gonna go hug somebody else, text somebody else, and tell them your bad news.
Right.
Yes.
So you gotta be careful of those that bring you bad news. And really, since it's about the company you keep. And if that means you gotta stand alone, walk alone, a lot of times you see me, I'm what?
Alone.
Oh, yeah. One person.
Oh, you feel like you're by yourself
when you saw you in LA.
No, I see you alone a bunch of times.
You know what I mean? So I'm never alone.
It is.
You know, I got the creator with me, and it's a lot of people out here that love me, you know? But but I'm not naive to it. It's a lot of people that, you know, success breeds envy and jealousy and whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's, again, man, you know, I ain't got nothing bad to say about Chris. It's just, it's really about, at the end of the day, I'm sure he loves himself. Mm-hmm. It's really, the real question is, how many of them people around him really love him and really got his best interest and really are the voice of reason and whatever? Them more the people that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all sit back and watch the show and watch the fireworks and then get to check, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, and I think that that's something that we as artists, you know, as artists, a lot of times, man, we torture souls. Because we give so much. We pour so much into other people. We pour so much into the culture.
Right.
But who's pouring into us besides our kid, our beautiful kids?
Nice.
Even your parents will, like, take you through the ringer for some of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, you know, it's
I
a lot to juggle.
Feel like it's a whole lot of fake.
I'm iconic in my own sense, but I can't imagine what it'd be like to be at that level. I think that's part of the reason. That's part of the reason why I kind of like dim the light a little bit. You know what I mean?
Normal. I want to.
Yeah, because I want to be. I want to be normal, but I realize at the end of the day, now where I'm at, like, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna never. I was born to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is my gift, and let it shine as bright as it do. And if that's what come with it, so be it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep some real ones around me that could be like, hey, bro, that song whack. Go back in the studio. Get that right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that ain't a good move you about to make.
Right.
Or that, you need to take that down immediately.
Mm.
Or that's how you feeling? Cool, let's talk about it. Go get a counselor. Let's, you know what I'm saying? But don't do that.
Right.
You know?
Well, they saying you got to go because you have somewhere else to be.
Where I got to go?
No shit.
That's what he said.
He was like, we could chill, we could talk. Now you reneging?
Huh? Do you have any
bad
Rihanna's?
I do.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Can
go.
I come back?
Did we get an invite?
Hold on, let me see anything else.
They gonna give me a watch?
Take your toys.
Is the Hugo event?
Oh, we got some silicone lubricant for you. This would be great with your
suki.
Vagina. Yeah,
with
that
your
we gave
new vagina. I'm not gonna lie. Look, y'all can clown. Y'all can make a meme out of me.
We're not making a meme out of you.
I think I'm gonna use that that toy y'all gave me though. That'll give me a
We want you to.
I'll give you a review.
Give us a review.
This next vagina time. For us.
You like that, Jimmy?
Next time, yeah.
All right.
Gigi gonna come in with a review for her butt plug.
I got this little pussy pump and a butt plug. It's going to
I got the pussy pump right here.
A real live pussy pump.
A real live. Get your real live Love King pussy pump.
Walk the fly play.
Gotta look into that.
We gotta look into that. Limited edition.
Man, so I would love to come back, you know.
Dr. Vaughn.
Yes.
You use that come back and we're gonna talk about
it. Talk all about it.
All right.
No, but we had a great time. We appreciate you for coming. I didn't think he was really gonna show. I saw him. Me and Gigi.
Yes,
we were in LA.
BBC Awards in LA.
I was like, you gotta come do lip service. He said, yeah.
That's another thing.
He spun me like that too.
I've been calling myself out on my follow through game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So a lot clearly you're getting better.
Excuse me. A lot of times we block our own blessings by just simply not following through on situations.
Mm-hmm.
Another chapter from the book, you know what I'm saying? What's the three greatest gifts that the creator? I'm fucking inebriated.
I thought you said gayest. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, God.
What's the three greatest gifts that the creator universe will have you given us, in your opinion? Everybody.
The three greatest?
Yeah, three gifts.
Family.
Hmm?
Love.
Yeah, love.
Okay. I'll take two more.
I'm going love, life. Love, and love.
Life.
I love.
So I'll break them down in the book.
I'm so grateful for love.
I'll break them down in the book, though.
What are the three?
These three things, once I discover these three things, It's like my whole world opened up, my whole universe opened up, right? And it's the three greatest gifts, in my opinion, are the gift of time. From the time we were born, we're all running out of time. So it's the gift of time, mm-hmm. right? It's the gift of free will and decision. From the time we wake up, you can decide whether you're going to be a no-show at the lip service. You can decide if you're going to do the Breakfast Club or not. You can decide whether you're going to brush your teeth, wash your ass, mm-hmm. go be productive, get a bag, not get a bag, whatever, right? So it's the gift of time, a gift of decision, and the last gift is a gift of one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And gift of relationships and really cultivating them. And a lot of times we in rooms with people, industry shit, whatever, and you standing next to somebody, and just because you ain't simply say, hey, what's your name or what you do, you never know what they have to offer you or what you have to offer them. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it ain't nothing. It's just a simple conversation where you could just say something and drop a jewel on them, or motherfucker might just been thinking about jumping off a bridge. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could have made them smile.
Because, I don't know what people are going through.
Because nobody acknowledges them.
Right.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
And just your acknowledgement.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, again, you know, as long as we use the gift of time, free will, and decision, and one another properly, it's all good. So...
We I'm fucked that all up.
I'm definitely about.
No, I say love.
Those are extensions of it for me. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's really about, you know, accountability and of course, you know, honoring my word. Like, so definitely, I'll be back.
Hey. Okay, good. We got to know.
I want to know about this pussy pump.
Yeah.
Gigi has a pussy pump.
Oh, yeah. The pump.
Gigi already got her pussy tight, so I don't know what else to do.
She meant the pussy pump for the penis, guys.
Thank you, Steph.
I got you.
All right, for the Love Reunion, make sure y'all enjoy that. It's a great love-making album. It's a great taking on vacation with you, and y'all have a good time.
Oh, it's definitely a contender for R&B Soul Album of the Year.
Yes.
Of the decade. Of a lifetime. I think that this body of work is very special and it feels that way. You know, it's only been like a week or two since it's out, mm-hmm. but I've never had this much momentum with an album out, and I can gauge it now because of social media, because mm-hmm. of different platforms, because of, you know, people speaking their mind and talking about it. So, you know, don't worry if I blow up, you know, blow up more than I have. Don't I ain't gonna go crazy on y'all. But don't
you can still sit on his face.
Don't be selfish with the
He's a giver.
Right? Don't be selfish with the art, man. Like spread
the love.
Yeah, spread the love, man. That's what it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's about, you know?
Dr. Vaughn.
We gonna turn you, take you from the love king to the love doctor. And it already got the vibrating cock ring on it.
There we go.
All of your pleasure.
Just saying, we came up with a whole line for you.
All right, it's lip service. Raheem Divine, thank you so much.
All right, I gotta give y'all like a little drop of something with me licking my lips before I get out of here.
Hey, we gonna do all
y'all be blessed.